Gotcha.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week. Soon to lead to Kid of the Year. Mary and Dave, you ready to pick a Kid of the Year?
Well, we have a few more weeks, don't we?
Yes. You haven't even met today's Kid of the Week. But at the end of the year, you will pick a Kid of the Year, and that kid will get a $5,000 prize courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. See the inventory at rayandraymonddeals.com. You can go online at wjnradio.com/contest to submit your entry. And Kid of the Week is sponsored by Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. It's a great family. You know Ray.
Sure.
Friends, really, really good friends with Ron Santo through the years.
Scarpelli's, absolutely.
Wasn't one or the other? Maybe they were best man in both of their weddings. Somebody was a best man in the other's wedding. I remember that. Apparently, I don't remember it well, but I know they were.
Wasn't yours, was it?
No. Okay. No, no. You know me. I just marry other people. Mm-hmm. All right, Kid of the Week time. And it's a detailed description of this Kid of the Week, but let me just start by this. Aunt Mary nominated Ryan, and Ryan's on the phone now. And I'd like to just jump to Ryan for starters. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And do you have a job?
I go to school.
So at this point, you're still living off your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 years old, are you a fifth grader?
Fourth grader.
Fourth grader. What's your favorite part about school?
Math, probably.
Yeah. Are you good with numbers?
Yeah.
And what do you like about numbers and math?
I can learn it very easily. It comes easy for me.
Well, that's nice, right? What do you want to be when you grow up?
A professional baseball player.
Cubs or White Sox?
I don't know yet.
I'm going to need an answer.
Probably Sox then.
Oh, okay. Who's your best friend, Ryan?
Adam.
Does he have a job or does he live off his parents too?
Lives off his parents.
Well, you guys are just sponges, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you get an allowance?
No.
Do you do chores around the house? Do you help your family?
Sometimes I take out the garbage and walk the dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
A mix between a dachshund and a beagle.
Oh, mutt. I love mutts. Mutts are cool. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, in all your years, don't you think, Ryan, mutts are cool?
Yeah. He's really cool.
What's the dog's name?
Yukon.
Why do you call the dog Yukon?
Because when we went to Alaska, we went to the Yukon Territory.
You went to Alaska to get your dog?
No, we went to the Yukon Territory in Alaska.
Why was your dog in Alaska?
He wasn't. We got him right after.
I see. I'm not that smart, man. I'm just trying to catch up. You went to Alaska on a trip?
Yeah.
Well, that must have been fun. What was the coolest thing about that?
There's two. We went on a cruise, and we went on a plane ride right by Mount Everest.
Holy mackerel. What a life you're leading. What a life. You're good at math. You're going to Alaska. You have a dog. I mean, you're living it up, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, Ryan, so here's the deal. Ryan and I are much more similar than you would think, Mary and Dave. Ryan and I both share a soft spot for people that are down on their luck. So here's the story. Last year, the family went downtown the city of Chicago at Christmas time to just see how beautiful this city is, and everybody should do it at Christmas time. We saw a lot of people who were homeless and hungry. The kids read the signs and stuff, and Ryan wanted to give money to every person we saw. So we explained to him that we can't give money to everybody. We don't have enough to do that, but we can give a little. We can help some. And gave Ryan some money. Well, you pick up the story, Ryan. Then what happened?
So we gave some of the money, but my mom, for everyone we walked by, she told me to still talk to them because they'd appreciate it.
And did you talk and say hi and introduce yourself?
Yeah.
It's a good experience, and it's something the rest of us could learn, Ryan, because when you stop and you say hi to somebody who's down on their luck like that, you ask them their name and you tell them your name, you know, you make it a human being exchange sort of thing, and it's the way a conversation should take place instead of just walking by somebody. I don't know how you get that at 10, but I'm very impressed with you.
Thank you.
Well, you're a good man. I'm sorry you keep, you know, living off your parents, but I mean, at some point you'll get a job. And what are you going to do for the holidays this year? Because I know you have other plans.
So this year, we went with the train last time, and when we were riding the train back last year, I was thinking about things I can do to help the homeless, mm-hmm. and then decided to put together backpacks that had things that they could use to help survive.
What's in the backpacks?
So far, I have hand warmers, hand sanitizer, chapstick, socks, hat, blankets, and...
That's a pretty good list.
Oh,
and gloves.
A couple snacks.
And snacks and gloves.
Yep.
It's a good idea, dude. And who's helping you with that?
My mom, my grandma, and my sister.
Well, I'm proud of you. You're okay. Your sister older or younger?
Older.
Yeah? How old? Much older?
She's in sixth grade.
She married?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Yeah, give her a year or two. You're a very impressive young man, and it's an honor to know you. And I was touched by your story about how much seeing homeless folks affected you. So I hope you'll tell your friends, including your best friend. What's your best friend's name, Adam?
Yeah.
Well, get that slug down there and helping you, too. What's Adam doing sitting around waiting for somebody to get him breakfast? Get him out there helping you as well.
Okay.
Yeah, have him help you with the backpacks. Why not? Because you can teach other kids to do what you do, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You like pizza?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you Lou Malnati's pizza. How many do you want? You want
100? Two.
You want 100? You want 1 million pizzas?
Yeah.
I can't give you 1 million pizzas, you knucklehead. I'll give you 2. Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's deep dish pizza. Find one of the 40 Chicagoland locations. Order online at loumalnati's.com. Do you have headphones or stuff that you use when you listen to stuff on your phone or your iPad or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, you want some new? You want to get some new ones?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll give you a gift card to Apt. Have you ever heard of Apt?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool store. I want you to go in there. You ask for my friend Steve Shapiro, and if you mention my name, you tell Steve I said you could have a free refrigerator. Okay?
Okay.
And I gave you tickets to the Volo Auto Museum, where you can see cars that you're not old enough to drive. You can go to volocars.com. And you said you're a White Sox fan, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you a certificate. You get a sports-themed Christmas tree of your choice with micro lights and the color of your favorite team from Treat Time Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. All that's for you, buddy, for being a good kid.
Thank you.
It's nice to know you. I hope we can stay in touch. And when you are the president of the United States, I'll definitely help you get there by voting for you.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. I'll see you later.
So how
great
cute.
How great is that kid?
How do these kids come up with these ideas?
Doesn't that touch your heart? That's Ryan Gustis, by the way. I don't think I said his last name.
All I could think about was my science fair project at 10.
Well, about the fact that he doesn't have his face buried in a phone, that he's actually looking up and looking around.
And talking to people.
That's awesome. A good kid, man.
I'm just glad he didn't sound cute.
That's a good kid, right? That's a good kid.
I think you could have given
him... I mean, we don't put a lot of deadbeats on Kid of the Week, but that kid's a good kid.
He is a good kid. I think you could have given him 1 million pizzas.
Well, we really Lou Malnati's pizza. They would have, the people, they would have done it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but Ryan would have given them to the homeless, right? That's probably what
he would have
done.
That's a good point, right? Mm-hmm. Could have taken care of the whole problem.
That's right.
See me calling Mindy Kaplan. Hey, Mindy, listen, I need a little extra pizza or two here or there. Oh, sure. How many do you need? 1 million. 1 million pizzas.